الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله لا إله إلا الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وتلك الأيام نداولها بين الناس وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نعمتان مغبون فيهما كثير من الناس الصحة والفراغ أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable ulama, respected Huffaz, elders and brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, we begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and provider. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, teacher and our guide, Nabi Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers who were with us last week could have recalled that we had spoken about the importance of a will and making sure that our will and more so the matters of our inheritance are in place before we depart from this world, which can happen at any given time and moment. Hoping to have continued with that topic because there were some factors that I had to impart to you in order to close and to conclude the message across. But inshallah, I'm just trying to tie a few ends in that aspect, and over the next week or two, inshallah, we'll try to conclude on that aspect of bequest and those type of things. We spoke in detail about that. But inshallah, there are other areas of the will and inheritance that we have to cover, inshallah. We'll try to do that as soon as possible. In the meantime, my respected elders and friends, we have commenced a new Islamic year. And perhaps it gives us a time and a moment to reflect on the passage of time and our mortality. Time is the capital that is given to each human being. All of us have been allocated 24 hours each day of our lives. It is one resource that human being has been given equally. Time, the great equalizer of life. No matter who you are, your age, income, gender, race, religion, you have exactly the same amount of time as the next person. Time is a precious commodity and an extremely important trust from Allah Rabbul Alam. Time is a witness to ever-changing circumstances. Lose no time in doing good deeds before you are caught up by one of seven calamities. Listen to these beautiful words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Lose no time in doing good deeds before you are caught up in seven calamities. A starvation which may impair your wisdom. A prosperity and an affluence which may mislead you. An ailment which may damage your health. An old age which may harm your senses. A sudden death. The appearance of Dajjal. And doomsday, the day of reckoning, which is perhaps the hardest. Friends, time is variable. And the conditions of life are frequently changing, with no condition ever remaining stable. There is no condition in the passage of time that ever remains consistent and stable. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامِ nudawiluha bainan nas. Allah alludes this point in the Quran where Allah says, these days of varying conditions, we alternate amongst people. That is why sometimes man experiences faqr, poverty. Sometimes he experiences ghina, wealth. Sometimes he experiences dhillat, humiliation. Sometimes he experiences joy, farah. Sometimes he experiences ham, sorrow. One day, you find the supporters of a man rejoicing his happiness. And the next day, you find his enemies gloating for his calamity. That is time, friends. That is the passage of time. One day somebody will rejoice on your happiness, and one day your enemies will gloat on your calamity. Time reveals friends. Time reveals enemies. Time reveals who was there for you in your hardest days and your difficult, darkest days. This hadith reminds us that by life, the condition and the very definition in a state of continuous flux and inconsistency. Time is the gradual loss of our strength, our health, and our capacity to work as we age. Time is ever-changing circumstances. You can be overcome by poverty that may snatch away your rational thinking. You may be overcome by prosperity that may make you heedless, by ill health that may sap your strength, and ultimately by old age that will take you into second childhood. If you survive all of this, then it may be the tentacles of Dajjal that will test your faith, your identity, and your values. If time creates the past, it creates the present, and it creates the future. The opportunities that you have today may not exist tomorrow. Your circumstances today may be different tomorrow. Time, the energy, the health that you have today may be completely lost tomorrow. You don't kill time. Time is... Don't kill time. Time is killing you. Know, my son, that the days consist of hours. And the hours are made of breaths. And every breath is a treasure chest. So beware of letting go by every breath with regret. Ibn al-Jawzi has mentioned that beware of letting go every breath with regret. Every breath that we take is taking us closer to Allah Rabbul Alameen. The sand trickling through the hourglass of our existence is diminishing. I have understood the value of time. You know, Josie says, I have understood the value of time by observing a block of ice that is left in the midday sun. It melts away almost insensibly. It just melts away. Your life is a limited number of breaths. Each time you exhale, a portion of your life has diminished. One of the most effective skills you can develop in life is time management. And I'm going to speak on that little bit, inshallah. Time management is really life management. Time management is life management. Time equals life. Remember this. Time equals life. If you have waste your time, you are wasting your life. And wasting your life means harming your eternity. You have 24 hours, 1,440 minutes, and 86,400 seconds each day to use. Now, what does time management include? Firstly, time management they speak about, number one is the ability to create a balance in your life. As humans, we are made of four constituents. As humans, We are made of four constituent parts: the physical, the emotional, the spiritual, and the intellectual. We need to devote sufficient time to each of the four constituents that Allah has blessed us with. Do you feel physically exhausted? Are you mentally inactive? Do you feel emotionally drained? Or are you spiritually dead? If you answer yes to any of these questions, your life is probably out of balance. You need to realign your time to ensure that you spend sufficient time on your holistic growth. Number two, the foresight to plan your day. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no intelligence like good planning. Subhanallah. Imagine, it comes from the hadith. That to plan your day. So planning is bringing the future into the present. Are able to optimize the use of time. Ta'ala Anha reports that Allah alayhi wa sallam advised, rise early to earn your living and to do your affairs. For it brings blessings. And look at time management. Look at the Nabi of Allah teaching us how to plan our time. Subhanallah, what a beautiful deen we have. Today they give courses on time management and they charge big, big bucks. They charge thousands of rands to attend and they send the staff onto Masjid al-Rahma. I'll give you a course free of charge. Masjid al-Rahma gives you a course free of charge on time management. So what is important is plan your day. The Nabi of Allah said, rise early. Number one, don't sleep till late. Why? Because your sustenance is being apportioned at that time. They say between Fajr and Ishraq is the time that your sustenance is being apportioned. 90% of the Ummah, what they doing? Snoozing. You're sleeping away your time, my brother. You're sleeping away when Allah is apportioning rosy for you. There's bucks to be made in the morning. You're sleeping. When Allah is giving, you don't want to take. That time is the most beneficial and the most blessed time. You find people walk in that time of the morning. Why do they walk and exercise that time of the morning? Because it's fresh. The air is fresh. There's no pollution in the air. Everything is hubbling, bubbling. Everything is alive at that time of the morning. Allah is also alive. Allah is forever alive. But Allah has apportioned the angels that is the time of the morning that you give barakah and blessings to my ummah. The most efficient way to live reasonably is every morning to make a plan of the day and every night to examine the results you have obtained. Plan your day, prioritize your activities, take stock of what you have achieved at the end of the day. Hasibu qabla an tuhasibu. That every night, take stock of yourself. What have I achieved today? Both material growth, in terms of your spiritual growth, intellectual growth, whatever it may be. Take out time and take stock of your life every night and see how much of time you have spent in these four constituents and ask yourself how you can balance. Number three, make commitments and not promises. Now is the time I have to do. I will change one day or make this day one of change. It's going to be all the difference. I'll change one day, but rather say, today is the day that I am going to change. Wins, promises. Winners, wins, losers, make promises. Your future is created by what you do today, not tomorrow. Do not wait for the right time. Time will never be right if you do not commit yourself. Good health and spare time. Ni'matan are two great bounties of Allah, blessings of Allah, to which people are deceived. You'll say, tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. But don't appreciate time and means and the opportunities that Allah has given them to become productive. Number four, friends, take regular stock of your deeds and your time. An intelligent person, al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'd al-maut. An intelligent one is one who takes stock of himself and he acts to secure what comes after death and he is content with a little. Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu, the messenger of Allah said, one whose 2 days are the same. Subhanallah. Look at the statements of our great people. One whose 2 days are the same is a loser. Life is an opposite. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, never do I regret anything as a regret that passes, my day has passes and decrees my lifetime without me having good deeds. Al-Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi used to say, I have met men who are more protected of time, who are more protective of their time than they are protective of their money and their wealth. That's how important. So throughout life, my friends, life will be presented and life will present you with windows of opportunity that will prosper you and take you high into the spiritual domain. If you grab hold of these opportunities, subhanallah, if you ignore them, the loss will endure and you will remain at that same level. It is mentioned that the companions of Allah were very easy with money. When it came to money, today we do the opposite. Today we're very cautious with our money. They were very easy with money, but they were very tight with their time. Whenever they parted with company, they would recite Surah Al-Asr to one another. They would recite Surah Al-Asr wal-Asr by the token of time, innal insana lafi khusr. They would remind one another about time. Every person sets forth in the morning as a vendor of his own soul. He either achieves its salvation or its ruins. Some investments add value to capital, while others diminish capital, resulting in a loss. Once a man asked the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which people are the best? What an amazing question. And we'll conclude with this. Which people are the best? The Nabi of Allah replied, one whose life is long and his deeds are good. One whose life is long and his deeds are good. The man again asked, which people are the worst? The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, one whose life is long but his deeds are evil. Allah save us. May Allah make it possible for us to value our health and time and to understand that as long as we have both of them, we have the greatest bounty and favor of Allah. And in the beginning of the year, beautiful dua the Nabi of Allah used to read, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers can recite it after me as well, no problem. Allahumma adkhilhu alayna bil amni wal imani was salamati wa ridwanin min ar-rahmani wa jiwarin min ash-shaytan. Bring this year upon us with security, faith, safety, submission, your pleasure and protection from shaytan. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. الحمد لله والنجم والشجر يسجدان وفضل زمان على زمان كما فضل مكانا على مكان وإنسان على إنسان ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا أشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي هدانا ومنها صوم عشرة يوم الحسنات ونهانا عن المنكرات ومنها ما ابتدعوا فيه من المخترعات صلى الله عليه وعلى آله الذين أقاموا الدين الواجبات منها أما بعد عاشوراء للناس فيه معروفات ومنكرات ظلما فمن الأول استحبابان الصوم فيه فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان شهر الله المحرم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام صيام يوم عاشوراء أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبله وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام صوموا عاشوراء وخالفوا فيه اليهود وصوموا قبله يوما وبعده يوما وكان عاشوراء صام قبل رمضان فلما نزل رمضان كان من شاء صام ومن شاء أفطر ومن الأول إباحة وبركة أو التوسعة فيه على أياله وقد قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من وسع على عياله في النفقة يوم عاشورة وسع الله عليه سائر سنته أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن عاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقطاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وبقية الصحابة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحب فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل الدين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الحمد لله رب العالمين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون Let us ensure ourselves are straight, inshallah, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line, standing as close as possible, filling in the gaps. Once again, we make an appeal to the brothers to do. Alhamdulillah, we find ourselves in the first Jum'ah of the new year, inshallah. What a way to begin by spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by drawing the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. So make a humble request for the brothers to donate generously to the house of Allah, to the madrasa, and to the various activities that take place in the house of Allah. May Allah reward you abundantly.
قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر سبحانه
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر ولا يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمرفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الامي وعلى اله وسلم تسليما. اللهم انا نسالك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه والمعافاه الدائمه في الدين والدنيا والاخره والفوز بالجنه والنجاه من النار. اللهم اجرنا من النار. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الاخره. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربي يا صغارا. اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم رب اجعلنا مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله العالمين.